Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is part two of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Rules exist for a reason. Learn them. Rules exist for a reason. Learn them. And our scripture for this morning comes from our foundational verses of Genesis 19, 24 through 26, and today's verse of Hosea 4 and 6. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or tune in live from our website at feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E. fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. I'm really excited about this word. So let's delve into our hot breakfast this morning. I'm going to the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 24 through 26, and then Hosea 4 and 6. I am reading from the KJV. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Let's give the Lord praise for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Part two of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Rules exist for a reason. Learn them. Come on and give God praise for his word. Now, on yesterday, I defined collateral damage, the rules of engagement, why they are in place, and that God has requirements for righteous living despite what the world is doing. I expounded on the scripture that we just read, our foundational scripture, of Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt when she violated the rules of engagement directly given to them by the angels as they prepared to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I gave you multiple scriptures regarding God's rules of engagement for salvation and righteous living to lead to eternal existence in heaven instead of hell, and showed you that God, despite what the world is saying, and despite what many pastors are omitting preaching, still requires that we live right. If you missed that teaching, it is available for you to hear it from the previous broadcast section of our morning motivation page at fillthefire.com. Go back and listen to that, because it is the foundation for what we're building upon today. Now, this morning, our focus from the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement is that rules exist for a reason. Learn them. Have you ever heard people take scriptures out of context because they haven't read the entire Bible or the entire story surrounding that particular situation? Or they will quote scriptures and attribute them to the Bible that are nowhere in the Bible. Or even worse, they will tell you that the Bible does not address an issue which the Bible clearly addresses directly or by precedence. In other words, by establishment of the pattern or the example of how that situation should be addressed. For example, well, the Bible said if you're a Christian, you'll be paying all my bills. I came over here for you to pay my bills, and you don't even want to pay all my bills. I thought you was a Christian. Jesus said, give all your money to the poor, and I'm poor. And so sometimes you just start laughing. You say, Where did you get that scripture from? The Bible not only doesn't say that directly, it's not constructive. In other words, it can't be construed in that manner, and nor does it set that kind of precedence in that manner. No, what the Bible tells me is to be a good steward for my own house, right? In 1 Timothy 5 and 8, that if I don't provide for my own home, then I am worse than an infidel. The Bible tells me to use my talents wisely, such as in Matthew 25, when the Bible gives a parable of those men who had the talents, and one went and buried his talents within the ground. The Bible tells us that I'm supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans. And the Bible also tells me in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10 that if a man won't work, he won't eat. So maybe what you got to do, sir or ma'am, is you got to work so that you're able to eat. Now, the Bible does tell me to help you, right? It tells me in Luke 6 and 36 to give, and it should be given unto me. But nowhere did it tell me to do what you just said. When you took the Bible, the scriptures out of context, or when you attributed a scripture that doesn't exist, which is to pay all of your bills. Now, that's important. Why is it important for you to know that? Because as a Christian, one of the reasons that we are so easily led astray, or that we can't live our best lives now, is that we don't know the word. And because we don't know the word, we are easily destroyed, as we just read in the book of Hosea 4 and 6. We will allow people to convince us that something that is in God's word is no longer there, or that the meaning of it has now changed to adapt to a new world standard, because we have no idea or context of what God meant. We have no historical perspective of that word because we don't read the word. So we are unable to effectively engage in victorious warfare against the enemy in our lives because we don't know how to apply the rules of engagement because we don't know the rules of engagement. And because we don't know the rules of engagement, we continue to suffer the unintended consequences of damage to not only us, but everyone within our lives because we have no knowledge. This is why it is crucial to learn the word, to know the word. The word of God is your rules of engagement for victorious living. But how can you apply something that you do not know? See, that's where we get that anecdote, you know, a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. You have some people who have just a little bit of knowledge of the word, and they take that little bit of knowledge and then they try to run with it because they're not willing to invest the time to expound upon their craft, which is being a Christian, or to expound upon their calling. And they suffer every day the damages of that, the collateral impact of destruction and defeat. You see, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that God's word is profitable for every situation. There is nothing you will encounter to which God's word does not apply. I don't care if it's something that just is invented today, if it is a new law that is passed and upheld tomorrow, there is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that will occur to which you cannot find application in God's word. Either God is going to directly address it. For example, thou shalt not kill. Or God is going to address it via precedence. That means he establishes the standard or the pattern. For example, God made man and woman. God looked at Adam and God said, it is not good for man to dwell alone. God then decided what the help meet would be, and so God made a woman. God established the precedence for what marriage is in his kingdom. Within Christianity, it is between a man and a woman. This is what God established. And nowhere in the Bible, from the Old Testament to Revelation in the New Testament, did you see God change that pattern? Nowhere in the Bible did you see God change that established custom for what he had ordained. So that is an example of a precedent. But I can do you one better, because a lot of times, and since our foundational scripture in Genesis 19:24-26 dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah and God destroying Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness, and the prior verses in Genesis 19 dealing with the fact that the men in the city came to Lot's house demanding that he release the angels who to the men in the city looked like regular men so that they could sexually assault them or have them, people say, well, that was only in Leviticus in regard to homosexuality. So first I gave you the precedence. Then in Leviticus, God gave you direct instruction about it being an abomination for men to sleep with men. So then I would have people say to me, but that's only in the Old Testament. So let me take you to the New, because our time is running out. And this particular broadcast is not about homosexuality as much as it is the rules of engagement. But I'm giving you an example of precedence and God also directly dealing with something. So our time is almost out. Let me read to you Romans 1:24-27 from the KJV. Wherefore God, also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile, V-I-L-E, that's inordinate, that's inappropriate affections, for even their women did change the natural use, in other words, what God ordained, into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use, in other words, what God ordained, the precedence he established, of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, meaning that punishment of their error, meaning that straying away from God's word or precedence, which was meet. So you see, God, he will establish the rules of engagement either directly through his word, or he will establish it through precedence, or he will establish it so that it can be interpreted as to what is his word. They're the rules of engagement. Learn them so that you know them. Because the Bible also tells us, and we're about to go into prayer, there is a way that is right, seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Bible also tells us in Proverbs to lean not and to our own understanding. And then lastly, just to give you another example of how God reaffirms his precedence, in Matthew 19 and 5, the Bible says, Therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Ephesians 5 and 31, Genesis 2 and 24. You see, when God establishes his word and his rules, he constantly reaffirms them. And we got to go into prayer. The New Testament does not oppose the Old Testament. It fulfills the Old Testament. And in fulfilling it, it may sometimes come in and now make ineffective a certain requirement because it has been fulfilled so that you no longer have to do it. For example, Jesus becoming the ultimate sacrifice and atonement for our sins then mooted us having to do what they did in the Old Testament of slaughtering an animal every time we sinned. There is collateral damage for violating God's rules. Today's perspective is rules exist for a reason. Learn them. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Our time has run out. Come on, wherever you are, begin to magnify the Lord because he cares enough to establish a pattern, to tell us what we have to do. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. You are so magnificent. You are sovereign, and we honor you this morning. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Help us, Lord, where we have fallen short. Help us, God, where we are in sin. Help us, Lord, where we are backslidden. Help us, God, where we are disobedient to your word. Father, it is not our desire to perish for lack of knowledge. But God, it is our desire to learn your rules, to know them, apply them, execute them, effectuate them consistently within our lives, so that we may live our best days now. Father, bless our families. Bless our friends. Bless our colleagues. Bless our bosses. Bless our clients. Heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Help us to be people who are set apart, who are not ashamed of the gospel, not afraid to teach and preach your word, not afraid of being popular, but who will stand on the word of God so that we will not suffer the unintended consequences, the collateral damage of disobedience. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone on this broadcast for the things they have laid before you, God. Father, you said you would hear them in secret, but you would bless them openly. Bless them this morning. 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 Bless them, Lord, in a supernatural way. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Hallelujah. Stay in the spirit. I just have one announcement, then I have to give you our task for today. First of all, I apologize for running over. I really want to stay within our 15 minutes. Now remember, this broadcast, part two of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement with today's perspective, rules exist for a reason, learn them, will be posted on my philthefire.com website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share them with someone because this helps us to witness to other people. We are almost at 1,000 listeners, and I just started this broadcast in January of this year. I had less than 5 listeners, and here God now has built this broadcast to almost 1,000 listeners in 5 different countries. Praise the Lord. And that's because of you helping to share this broadcast. We are reaching souls. Our topic for today is part two of the collateral damage of violating God's rules of engagement. Rules exist for a reason. Learn them. Your task for today is for you to learn at least 3 scriptures which apply to a situation that you're going through. Go to the back of your Bible, to the concordance, or go to whatever else you use. If you're online, Google your issues. But I want you to learn at least 3 scriptures which apply to some situation that you're going through, so that you will be able to apply them to the word. And then I want you to go to Bible study this week so that you will learn how to apply the word of God. All right, everyone, we ran out of time. I'll see you in the morning again at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. We're going to get into this more on this word. I love you. Set your alarm. 6:30 a.m. Morning Motivation with Evangelist Ross Williams. Lay on the moon so you cannot be fooled. I love you.